The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga. I'm your host, Rick Thompson. And today is November the 12th, the day after Veterans Day. So since it's a Saturday, we can call it Veterans Day weekend because they deserve all the acknowledgement every day of the year. So this morning we have a great show and a great guest. Her name is Shayna Kearney, and she owns Saratoga Acupuncture. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
How you doing, Shayna?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. This is a very, this subject is kind of misconstrued, I think. And I will say right up front, so we can talk about me, that I get acupuncture from you. And we'll get into that a little bit later because, first of all, we want to find out a little bit about Shayna, and then we're going to talk about acupuncture and the different portions of acupuncture. So, Shayna, if you will, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you grew up, where you went to school, where you went to college, the whole thing.
Timeline of things.
The whole thing, timeline.
I was thinking about this after high school. I really didn't know what direction I was going to go and what I wanted to do besides be like a ski bum.
Hey, you ski.
Yeah,
oh,
I love
wow.
it.
Okay.
Winter's around
good
the corner here, so I'm excited for that. But realistically, didn't quite know what I wanted to do. And right after high school, I went to SUNY Plattsburgh. What I did know, though, is that I wanted to work with people and help people in some capacity. And I just started taking classes that I was interested in, then geared toward the degree of human development and family relations, it's called. So social service work. And from there, I had different experiences, like within working with all different age groups, like within foster care adoption. I helped supervise a before and after school care program. I was a caregiver. And I was waitressed or bartended on the side. But,
yeah.
So I really enjoyed working with people in all different ways. And some years later, I decided I wanted to go back to school and get my master's. And I was looking in different avenues. I wanted to still help people but kind of learn a skill in a way or maybe a trade and looking into all different things. And one of my friends at the time, he said, hey, my mom's an acupuncturist. I could really see you enjoying that. Why don't you give her a call and talk with her? So we ended up talking for hours. I got to kind of pick her brain more, and she loved what she does. So I just really wanted to know more. I liked what it was all about. And then I got acupuncture done, and it helped me with a couple things personally. And then I just dove right in. I applied to grad school, and glad I did.
Yeah. Now, where do you go to grad school?
So at the time, I should back up. I'm from Utica, New York, initially.
Okay.
So
all right.
Like hour and a half west of here.
West of us.
Yep. And also in Old Forge, New York. Do you know where that is?
Old Forge is farther west than up north, I think.
Up north.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. About like an hour north of Utica.
Right.
My mom lived up there, so I spent like summers and weekends growing up there. Kind of best of both worlds.
And that's good for skiing, Old
yes,
Forge, because
you know,
they get snow like crazy.
Yeah, there's a little mountain there called Macaulay Mountain I grew up on.
Neat.
It's like a little all-terrain mountain. It's great.
So your grad school.
So, yeah. So the closest school to that, there's one in New York City, but what was closer was the Finger Lakes School of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine.
Okay.
And it's affiliated with the New York College of Chiropractic Care. Actually, the acupuncture program is no longer there, and I don't know exactly why, but they changed, I think, over to a new thing. think they're still the chiropractic college.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. It was definitely one of the most challenging things I've done. It's a four-year program, but in trimesters, so like eight trimesters. You go year-round, and so you're able to get it done sooner, but you...
Sure, it's that's more your intense, life. Yeah.
Yeah. And you take, like, Western sciences, such as anatomy, physiology, physics, chemistry, research, so forth, and then you take the Eastern medicine, like, theory, acupuncture, Tai Chi, Tui Na, like, Qigong, and all these other things. Sure. So both worlds kind of combined, and it was a really good program. So
now, acupuncture obviously started in China, correct?
Yes, about, they dated it back about 3,000 years or so.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and that's amazing when you think about it, that they've been using that for 3,000 years.
It really is. And it's an evidence-based practice, so they really found out what works and saw different patterns within each individual, because everyone's different, but they found out what works by literally doing it and writing it down. There's evidence of them studying cadavers and kind of seeing how the body sure. connects and so
well,
forth.
Well, that's
so,
even yeah. in our medicine, that's how they, what they do.
Right.
Now, acupuncture is points, correct?
Correct. So there's very specific anatomically located points all over the body. And we use very tiny, kind of compared to the size of a hair,
yeah.
Very tiny filiform needles. We use them one time each and throw them out
yeah.
Over the body. And it really stimulates the body to kind of heal itself. It stimulates the nervous system, the endocrine system, and your immune system.
We'll continue this part.
Okay.
But I have to say, I come to you for acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about it. I thought they would take nails and hammer them into the pressure point. I mean, people have all
yeah.
different kinds of things.
We grow up with that fear, like our shots are with those hypodermic needles that are way bigger
yeah.
and that they're hollow and kind of cut going in.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, like you said, when I first went, I didn't know what to expect. And you don't even feel those pins when they go in. I mean, you don't even feel them. And I think,
yeah.
you know, people just can't believe that, but it's true.
Yeah, they're super tiny. It really doesn't have to hurt to work, is what I tell people. You might feel a stimulation or like a pressure where the point is, a warmth or cooling sensation is normal because it is increasing circulation in the area, sometimes like a tingling or travel sensation. But more often than not, people don't feel anything at all.
No.
And then if anything's uncomfortable or pinchy, like some areas are more sensitive than others because they're closer to bigger groups of nerves, or that maybe the skin is thinner in that location, such as like the feet. I just kind of give people a heads up if you feel any twinge, and then I just move it a little bit.
Sure.
It's really quick.
Well, and you always ask, you know, do you feel yeah. any pressure, whatever? And when you get to the feet, I am ticklish, so you have to be careful.
I try to
there.
Ask where people are ticklish.
I know. So, well, you have to know what to expect, whether
right.
they're going to jump or whatever.
I don't want to startle anyone.
Now, the pressure point, or the point that you put the needle in, may not be for that exact area, correct?
Correct. So I always say, oh, it's all connected, but it really is.
That's right.
So say if you have, for example, because it's the easiest example, if you have pain somewhere, say like your lower back.
Right.
There is also points of disc, so like located maybe on your hand or further up your back, where if I needle that also is geared toward treating that area.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, like I say, I didn't know what to expect. You're not Chinese, and,
right.
But it really works. And I can't tell people enough that there's nothing to be afraid of, and it is worth a try. Now, you can't go for one session and think that it's going to be a cure-all.
Right. So some people find some relief to whatever their complaint is after their first visit, but more often than not, people don't feel much of a difference after because it's an accumulative process. So when people come in, I just explain that I see people about once or twice a week from there. We communicate as we go, see what you're experiencing, because every individual is different. And then as you start to feel better, we space out the treatment. So then people come in every other week, to say every 3 weeks, to once a month, and from there, kind of like maintenance.
Right. Yeah, because I will say, you really do have to go more often in the beginning.
Yeah, and if someone has, like, say, back to pain again or any complaint, we treat acute and chronic complaints. Excuse me. So if someone comes in and they've had knee pain for, like, a week, sometimes they might feel quicker relief within one or two treatments. But if it's, like, a chronic complaint, then it might take several treatments and go from there.
Sure, so, sure. And like I said, it does work. What is some of the misconceptions of acupuncture?
Oh, good question. I think, well, that it hurts, because people, and I totally understand this, I did too, have a fear of needles. But I just explain everything as we go and make sure they're comfortable. So there's that, and that it doesn't really have to hurt to work.
Yeah. It doesn't have to hurt to work.
I get a lot of, like, oh, it's all in my head that it's working, and that's part of it. Like, your mind is so connected with your body, so being mindful of your body, taking that time to relax, thinking positively, all attributes to it, but it really is on a physiological level. There's research that shows that it does stimulate the body and how it's healing. And it's fascinating, too, because people... I hear this a lot. People bring their pets for acupuncture.
Really?
And it helps her pets, too, to a vet. I would have to become a vet to do acupuncture in animals, so I can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I know chiropractors can treat animals.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a friend of mine is a chiropractor, and I know he treats sometimes horses. Barnes will call him up, and he'll go and... I don't know what
that's
he does,
so
actually, but he, you know, does something chiropractic to him. So I know that probably different forms of, I don't want to say medicine, because it's not really medicine, but chiropractic, acupuncture.
Yeah, different therapies. It really all complements each other, too. It's more of an integrative, complementary medicine. So it's another misconception, like people come in for acupuncture might think, oh, I can only do acupuncture and not anything else to focus on that. But it really works well with anything else that people are doing that helps. So I even refer out to, like, say if it's more of a structural thing, like with their spine is misaligned or something, I would refer to a chiropractor or physical therapy. Osteopaths, massage therapy. Massage is great, really complements well with acupuncture.
Yep.
So all different things, and then I get referrals from them. So I communicate, and I think, I'm just hoping medicine continues to move forward in that direction. We're all, like, advocating for the patient together and communicating and so forth.
And, I mean, they call it non-traditional medicine, but I hope it comes... becomes more mainstream, because, like, I know several people that have had acupuncture and they have found relief. So
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it, like you say, the biggest thing to overcome is the misconception.
Right. I think people don't really know it's even an option. I think more people are starting to be educated about it, like knowing other people who have had it. I think doctors are being more educated about it and referring to patients. You don't need a referral to come in, but it's nice, you know, you trust your doctor. And
And it is covered by a lot of insurances, and you can either have in-network or out-of-network insurance coverage, so... you know, you can get some monetary yes. relief from an insurance company. And so obviously if they do that, they're acknowledging that it is a working.
Yeah, they need research and evidence that it works in order to cover it, like you're saying. Yeah. And more insurance plans are starting to cover it. I really think it's moving in that direction more. Yeah. A little more information about my practice. Like, I don't bill insurance directly, but if your insurance plan covers out-of-network acupuncture, I can easily provide a itemized statement, or they're called super bills, and you submit for reimbursement. That's what I get. Option, too.
Yeah, and it works well.
Great.
It really works well. Now, I think that you should do a TV show for a half an hour every couple weeks and have someone that you're doing acupuncture with. You can put a paper bag over their head so the TV can't tell who it is. It's all confidential. And because I hate to keep saying it, but I am now a believer in acupuncture, and there has to be a way for people to get over that fear of the unknown.
Yeah, that's why, like, thanks for having me on your show, just spreading the word that it's an option for people to feel better. And I think one of my goals in the future is trying to be, like, more involved in the community in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what can acupuncture treat? What are some of the
Okay, good question, because it treats so much. I say it's not good for everything, but it treats a lot. I want the most common thing people come in for is, like, pain relief, pain management, and that's, like, back pain, neck pain, knee pain, headaches, migraines, so I do see people get relief from that. And what it's doing, it's really stimulating. The acupuncture can stimulate the release of your natural painkillers, your endorphins, to treat pain. It increases circulation to the area. And with increasing blood flow to the area where you have pain, that also brings in more oxygen to the area, vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes. It also loosens the muscles and any tension that you might have. Like, what I feel, you might not feel this, but when I put an acupuncture point underneath the needle, I kind of feel like the muscle grab onto it or release. So there's that too. Yeah.
I know that there are other things that, I mean, there's a list of things that acupuncture treats.
Yeah, and at all different levels. And because it stimulates the nervous system, it also treats people with stress, anxiety, any, like, addiction. What it's doing is it can stimulate the central nervous system, and it's down-regulating your parasympathetic nervous system response, or I should say sympathetic. It's down-regulating that and turns on your parasympathetic, your, like, rest and digest or restore. Which is very relaxing and lowers cortisone levels, which is a stress hormone. So there's a lot of that. Like, people will come in, say, for headaches, and we'll kind of look at the whole body when they come in. I ask them all different questions, and a lot of times they'll say, oh, I'm pretty stressed as well. Maybe that correlates, or they have anxiety and all different various levels. So sure. We can focus on that too.
And I know every time you go in, you want an update of how people are feeling, or, you know, what they felt from the last session, any new problems that have come up.
Right. See how they're going along the way. We follow up, and sometimes people will feel a significant difference. Maybe it lasts for a couple days, and then they'll go back to their initial level of pain, or when the pain comes back, it's not as bad. Like, we set a goal. Okay, the goal is to not have pain ultimately, right. But maybe it will happen less frequent, or it's less intense. And then as you come in more, we continue to communicate and see where you're at.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, on a personal level, which I can share, so you can't tell people.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for you. Thanks for sharing.
Right. When I came in, I had several problems. I mean, structurally, I have a problem, but along with that, I had some different problems. And the first time I came in, I felt relief for about a half a day.
Okay.
The second time I came in, it was a few days. And then it got up to maybe 4 or 5 days. The problem, unfortunately, with me was that the structural part was causing some of that pain. However, you did fix some of the pain that wasn't associated with the structural side of my problem, after probably 4 treatments. And I was only going once a week. So, I mean, if I had been going more, that probably would have healed up, a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell people, friends of mine, you have to go more than once a week. So you don't get frustrated.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a couple more treatments to feel a difference.
Yeah, because I know in the beginning I didn't have time, and that first month I went, and I was going every other week, which was really, like I say, I got a little relief, but then I started going every week, and it really did.
You felt the difference?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You were walking a bit better.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And that's what part that I had, a little bit of it still, the structural part that I'm going to need a surgery on. But then, too, I mean, like you said, everything's related. So you got rid of, a lot of that pain and problem that I had. So, again.
And really, it's amazing because it's your own body.
Exactly.
Healing itself. I'm just like kind of signaling it where to go.
Exactly.
And
one of the things I was funny, this could have been, I may be misthinking about this, but I had a problem. I always take deep breaths. I don't know why in my whole life I take deep breaths for no reason at all. People
That's
think
good
I'm
to
either
stop
getting irritated. Yeah, irritated with
check
them.
In with yourself.
Yeah, or I'm just not relaxed enough. I'm a hyper type of person. And you put a needle in my earlobe for that. And I said to myself, this is pretty amazing. And it worked. Right on the table.
Starting to breathe better. Oh, yeah, that's a really relaxing point.
Yeah. And I said, boy, I wish I could have my ears pierced so I could have one of those needles in and people wouldn't think it was strange, although they know I'm strange. But
next time you're in, I should show you these. They're called ear seeds.
Yeah.
And traditionally, and still, people use mustard seeds, and they would tape them on your ear to stimulate that point.
Really?
So it's like constant stimulation. You can press on it to relax that area. And so now I have these tiny stickers with, like, little silver balls on them. They look like piercings. So it's not as, like, they don't stand out. They're not as uncomfortable or cumbersome as a mustard seed. But you can wear them all day and just press it when you think of it.
Even
just massaging the tips of your ears, the tops of them, and your ears in general is very relaxing. And taking that time to breathe. There's so many nerve endings in your ears. and then there's actually a map of the human body on the ear. Like, it's a little microsystem. So if you look up, like, folks at home, if you look up Google auricular acupuncture, ear acupuncture, you'll see images come up of all the points on the ear. And there's, like, a map of the body.
Oh,
there's,
wow,
like, these pictures of the heads near the lobe, and it curls up. So we'll use different points to treat different areas of the body on the ear, too.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio, and the phone number in the studio is 518-580-5783. 580-5783 if you want to give us a call. And we're here with Shayna Kearney, who is the owner of Saratoga Acupuncture, and that's located in Malta, New York, off of Route 9. You just go around that first traffic signal and take an immediate right, and it's Blacksmith Drive, and you're right there. And from my work on Geyser Road in Saratoga, it takes about maybe 12 minutes, 13 minutes to get there. And I'm not speeding, so it's easy to get to from pretty much anywhere.
Nice. I'm glad it's not that far for you.
Oh,
and I
it's
think
not.
I used to be located right in downtown on Broadway there in Saratoga when I first moved here. And I really enjoyed that location. But now being located within Malta Chiropractic and Sports Rehab, it's nice to be around other practitioners, more integrated. There's two chiropractors who own the place. There's a massage therapist, a naturopathic doctor, gym downstairs. I know they do, like, weight training and stuff. Our front desk girl, Robin, she's great. She holds down the fort there, wears many hats there.
Yeah, that's
so
neat.
It's a good mix of people. The parking's great there.
Oh, yeah. It's right. I mean, yeah. Actually, it's off right. Just off the north way.
Yep.
If you come down, I can get off exit 12. And just follow traffic circles down to Route 9. I mean, it's right
it's
there.
It's nice to be more centrally located to other outskirting areas as
sure.
well, to Saratoga. It's right what stands out for people when you're there. If you pass the Ugly Rooster Cafe there on the
yep.
corner, so it's like right in the same parking lot there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. And you can go over to Ugly Rooster and have a bite to eat.
Yeah,
so
shout out to Ugly Rooster. It's pretty
really.
Good.
I've never been there, but...
I've been a couple times.
It's a popular place because I always see a lot of people
yeah, it
there.
Yeah, seems like it's always busy.
Yeah. So, the mustard seed, I don't think I could do.
No.
No, because I'd always want a hot dog. And that, I could not do that. So, yeah, I think that we'll rule that one out. So, we talked about how often people get acupuncture. And how often they should get it. And so what's a typical treatment like, you know, from when you go in and sit down and talk with you and give you what's going on, answering your questions?
So first treatment, I set aside 90 minutes. It might not take that long, but I like that amount of time because we'll chat for a while and then they get a full treatment in. And if they haven't had acupuncture before, I just explain what to expect. Like I was telling you, people might feel like a sensation where the point is. I explain everywhere I go. And we chat for a while. We kind of look at the whole body. It's like a whole body system. And I'll ask questions pertaining to the main complaint you're coming for, in for. If you're not coming in for a complaint, I should say, too, it's just good to balance the body in general. It's kind of a preventative medicine too. So we talk about what's going on, what you're experiencing. I ask questions about like your digestion, your sleep, your energy level, your kind of your routine. And then from there, I also look at your tongue and I take your pulse to help with the overall diagnosis. The tongue is actually, there's another microsystem, like a map of the body on the tongue. We're kind of looking at like the color, the size, the shape, kind of tell us more what's going on inside. And the pulse is like another window to that too.
Okay.
So I take in what you tell me. If you have pain, I might palpate the area as well. And then I come up with like, I look for like an overall pattern in the what the person is experiencing, and everyone's different. So then I choose points, like a point prescription based on that. We go from there.
That's neat.
Yeah. And then I explain other modalities that I use that's included within the end of a treatment, or they can come in for separately, like cupping, gua sha or massage. Acupuncture is just like one branch of traditional Chinese medicine. There's also herbs, dietary therapy, nutrition is a big part of it as well. So.
I know a friend of mine has a digestive problem, kind of serious, I guess. And I know he goes to you and he's doing better. And speaking with him. So, I mean, it's just not pain of your back or headaches. I mean, it really is all-encompassing.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and I'm glad that he's doing better, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and when people come in and we go, after we go over all of that, the treatment itself is about a half hour long, and it's a massage table that people relax on. I adjust it to make sure they're comfortable. There's a heat pad on it. Excuse me. Like, when you're in there, you're pretty comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. It's your time to relax, and I have music playing, like spa music, or some people request, like, white noise or the ocean or something. And then I leave, and I check on the person periodically. I also have, like, a call button they can push if they need anything, like water. During the treatment, people don't have to stay really stiff. A lot of people think that because there's needles in them, but you can move and not get up off the table, but you can relax. And
You relax, okay. I mean, I choose not to have the music because the first time I started dancing, it wasn't pretty.
I guess it could be distracting in that way.
That's right. So I get the white noise, and I got to tell you, it's very, very relaxing. And
a lot of people fall asleep.
I almost get there.
I hear a lot of people snoring. Yeah. I try not to startle them when I check on them.
Yeah. that goes to the misconception, because it is very comfortable with the needles in you, because here again, the needles are hair-like.
Yep. Super
and tiny. It's not, they're not big needles, but they are at the pressure points and do the job, and it's amazing. You come in a couple times to check and see how everything's going.
Yeah, sometimes I'll stimulate where the point is, like move it a little bit, or just let the person continue to go back to sleep
or relax.
And then when the acupuncture treatment's done, then I take the needles out and I throw them out. And then I might incorporate some massage at the end. The form of massage that we learn is called Tui Na. It's like T-U-I-N-A. Usually it's over a sheet or the person's clothing. And we focus on like certain muscle groups. Mm-hmm. It's about like 10 minutes or so.
Now, you know, we talked about acupuncture. And acupressure is that the same or different?
Different. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same, whereas every acupuncture point is an acupressure point where you can yourself at home, whenever you think of it, massage these points. Or maybe your acupuncturist would too, where the acupuncture point's located. And it's stimulating the area and creating a therapeutic response, but at a different level. It's more superficial, whereas mm-hmm. the acupuncture goes in more at the muscle level, joint level.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the different offshoots that you do with the acupuncture. Now, you had mentioned cupping.
Yes.
Now, I've had cupping, and here again, it doesn't hurt. You do feel a little pressure, which is good.
So yeah.
Tell us about what cupping is.
I feel like more people they know what cupping is now from social media. They see these red, giant, circular marks on people's, like, back or wherever their muscles are. And it kind of looks like, I hear a lot of people say it kind of looks like octopus tentacles or something, but all different. So, and Michael Phelps during the Olympics years ago kind of brought it to the attention too, because people are like, what is that on him? So with cupping, it's kind of the opposite of massage, where massage pushes down on the muscle tissues, break things up to loosen it up. Cupping releases the pressure. I do a couple different forms of cupping. There's traditional fire cupping, which we learn in school. We take glass cups. And I take hemostats. They're like clips that look like scissors, and I clip a cotton ball to it. I dip it in alcohol and actually light that. The flame's nowhere near the person's body, and I swish it in the swish is the best word I could say. Put in the
That's good. Yeah, swish is a word.
I put it in the glass cup, and it burns the oxygen in the cup, and it's really quick. And then I place the cup on the muscle, the person's body, and it creates a vacuum effect, lifting the skin up into the cup a little bit. What that does is it creates room for more circulation in that area, breaks up any, like, adhesion, and works with the fascia, too. Okay. So that's why it leaves that red circular mark, though.
Yeah, but I can't see that because it's on my back, okay. So I can't turn my head that far. I just want to mention, and don't be nervous, but two of my friends just came in, Elena and Rachel. Hello, girls.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Now, you're going to watch now because in a couple weeks I'm going to interview you, okay? I'm only kidding, Rachel.
Did you know this?
Rachel takes me so serious all the time. She doesn't know my sense of humor yet. So, that's right. I do have to say again, cupping does not hurt. And you do feel... I always... feel good coming out of acupuncture.
Great.
I don't hurt anymore or than when I came in. I feel better. So any of these processes do help. And again, they're not severely painful. They're not painful at all.
Yeah, it feels pretty, it can feel good. And those marks go away in a couple of days. I tell people drink plenty of water after any of those things in the acupuncture. And people leave feeling pretty relaxed. Yeah,
they do. I am. I know that.
Oh, good.
I go in the car and take a nap. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, stay away from anything too strenuous.
Only kidding. All right. The massage to soft tissue.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about that, but why don't you... I did write down, I think it's Tuina.
Yeah, Tuina it's called.
Okay. Chinese is not that good.
So we learn different protocols on the body, and I incorporate the Tuina to treat certain areas and along different pathways of the body and work with the muscle tissue. So people can feel a little sore after that, but that's also relaxing. A lot of people hold tension in their upper back. I see that a lot. Like I'm doing it right now, leaning forward.
Yeah. So, well, again, that's like myself. I'm mm-hmm. very wound up all the time, and you're in positions or tensing up muscles that you really need to be
right.
Worked on.
And we protect ourselves too.
Yeah.
You know, in a way.
Yeah. So. I do that with Rachel and Elena. I always try to protect myself because.
Watch out.
Yeah, you know. all right, then we have. So you have to help me with these, okay?
Okay.
Gua Sha.
You got it.
Oh, all right.
You got it. Gua Sha. Guasha.
That's right.
Now, PTs and chiropractors can use this tool as well. It might maybe people are familiar with it as scraping, it's called, like Graston. And what Gua Sha is I actually use a smooth surface. I use a Chinese soup spoon or these jade smooth surfaces. And I'll put where there's muscle tension, scar tissue. Again, typically the upper back or the lower back or the arms and the legs, too. I put lotion or like coconut oil and on the area, and I gently scrape the area with the smooth surface. And what that does is it breaks up any adhesions and stagnation. We call it any blood flow that's not moving. It can be very reddening as well, similar to the cupping, where it brings up any of that stagnation. So you see that come to the surface more, and then your body flushes that out. And,
oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have Moxibustion. Okay, Moxibustion.
Nice. They got Moxa for short. It's a plant called mugwort.
Okay.
And you dry it and grind it down very finely, and you can mold it, and you can place it on different acupuncture points and places in the body, and we burn it. We don't let the flame touch your skin, of course.
Oh, yeah, no, I had that, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that is a way to directly get heat into an area to treat maybe where, like, cold is stuck in the body or stagnation or pain, and it can create some smoke. Smells like an incense or tea or something. I get the window open and go in. So that is relaxing. Sometimes I put it in this like metal box that heats up, and I'll put a sheet over the area and iron the heat over the area, massage with it, and that feels really good too.
Yeah, it does. So, and again, none of this is painful. Right. So don't think because it's lit that it's painful. It's not. Not at all. And I kind of like the smoke, so it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me a bit.
Smells good.
All right, now, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this word. I'm going to say, I will. Qigong?
Oh, Qigong.
Qigong, all right.
Yeah, I could see why you would say that, though.
Qigong. Qigong, okay.
It's a form of exercise similar to, like, Tai Chi, and their movements to help unrelease any excuse me, I just touched this.
That's okay. Not a problem.
Talking with my hands here.
I do it all the time.
It's a way to, like, release any stuck energy and get your body moving. There's exercises geared towards treating different, even, like, internal organs through movements, stretches, and so forth. So,
you got Rachel doing Tai Chi over there.
Oh, so, yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
I wish we were on TV because it would be really neat to see this, yes. I tell you.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm glad you came in, Rachel. See, you did the demonstration, you know. Yeah. I tried Tai Chi one time.
You
but
did?
I kept hitting myself, so I had to stop.
Oh, dangerous.
Yeah. But anyway, and when we did that, yeah. Moxie, that's almost like... Harry Potter with muggles.
It's funny you say that. That's kind of the joke, like our school is Hogwarts or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's neat.
So, you know, use all different things.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big Harry Potter fan anyway, so. Eastern nutrition.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because one of the things that I do shuttle runs here for Skidmore students, as two of them are here now. And one thing I found out through some of the students that I became friends with is that Chinese food here is not the normal Chinese food in China, that it's completely different. So what is Eastern nutrition? We'll talk a little bit about that.
Eastern nutrition really gears towards eating with the seasons, eating towards your constitution, like your body type. Say, like, if you have a lot of heat in your body, eat cooling foods. If you're not digesting very well, eat more warming foods. So it really works with, like, the elements in your body's process. Yeah.
Kind of balances the opposites out of what you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Everything in moderation. Really, nutrition's a huge part of healing. So that gets, like, the root of a lot of things.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's really good. Why don't you tell us, we've got about maybe 7 or 8 minutes to go, and tell us a little bit about how people can get a hold of you, where you're located, how they can contact you, and you know, some other things to bring us up to the closing.
So with acupuncture, there's several in the area. We're all similar and different. Make sure when you contact acupuncture that they're licensed, and every state has different regulations with that. We have to, like, pass certain board exams and so forth. There's usually, like, an initial consultation. If you have any questions at all, you can call me or text me. My phone number is 518-306-1207. Again, that's to Saratoga Acupuncture. And you'll reach me directly because it's just me with this business. So my name's Shayna Carney. And even if you're not ready to set an appointment or have any questions, you can contact me too. So there's no pressure in that way to see if it's the right fit for you. and with what's going on. I also have a website. It's www.saratoga-acupuncture.com. And I do have an Instagram page and a Facebook page, Saratoga Acupuncture.
Boy,
so
you're all over social media.
Slowly learning more about social media. I had this younger girl help me last winter to even just teach me how to use Instagram more. That was helpful.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can check it out there. Again, I'm located in Malta Chiropractic and Sports Rehab. They're great. And I'm located in Malta, New York.
Okay. Now, just to finish up, I want to just go over two things again.
Okay.
Because, again, the misconception is so large, I feel, about acupuncture. Now, what is acupuncture and some of the misconceptions? I want to go over those two things again before we leave.
So acupuncture is really using those tiny, thin needles to stimulate different areas of your body. It releases natural pain endorphins. It relaxes the nervous system. It stimulates your own body to really direct it to heal itself. It's good for multiple things, such as pain relief, gynecological complaints, headaches, so forth. So if you have any questions about that, like if you don't see something listed on my website that it's good for treating, give me a call and ask, because we kind of look at the whole body. And then the misconceptions, like we were saying, it really doesn't hurt. Make sure you're comfortable and you can ask questions as we go.
Okay.
So I hope that answers that.
That answers that very right. Well. And, you know, I want to thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And, well, no, it's like I said, I am a patient, and I think it's I had so many misconceptions when I started. As you know, we talked about that, and I would recommend it to anybody now, even Rachel and Elena. I'd recommend it to them. So, you know, I want to thank you for being here. And
thanks again.
No problem. Now, next Saturday, what we're going to do is John Winnick, who runs the spa restaurant here at Saratoga at Skidmore, is going to be my guest. He's a friend of mine, and we're going to put a complete Thanksgiving dinner together from start to finish, and he'll give us some recipes on how to make different things. And he's always, it's traditional, but yet not the common things that one would have, you know, the cranberry sauce and the stuffing and the gravy. He'll get into a little bit different on different kinds of cranberry sauces and condiments and desserts and that. So that's going to be good. So I hope you're here. So thank you very much. You're listening to WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio. And thank you for being here. Homer Charbonneau will be up next. And I'm going to play just a little bit of music until he gets in and set up. So thanks for being here. And thanks, Shayna, again.
Thank you.